How are you doing?
Sounds good.
All right. This is James McElhinney speaking with Rosa Essman at her home at...
Office,
pardon me.
This is not my home.
I thought perhaps the home was in an adjoining apartment or something.
Down the block.
Down the block, okay. Speaking with Rosa Essman at her office at 12 East 86th Street in Manhattan, New York, on Tuesday, the 9th of June, 2009. Thank you for agreeing to this interview. What this is a question I ask a lot of people is, what is the first memory you have, conscious memory of being in the presence of a work of art?
Well, that's a sort of very deep and puzzling question.
No, just when were you aware of art as a young person?
I think I was born and bred in New York.
So there you go.
And I went to a private school all the way through lower, through high school. And, you know, we did things. I'd go to museums, and my parents took me to museums. And there was never a specific work of art, although I will say what I keep remembering is some Mesopotamian mosaic at the Metropolitan Museum of a lion in profile and blue tile and brown tile. That's something I keep remembering, and maybe that just struck me first. I don't know. When I was in, I don't know, third or fourth grade or something.
And what school were you?
I was in a little private school called Bentley School for elementary, which no longer exists, and Birchwathen for high school. And then I went on to Smith College, Ivy League School for Girls.
Up in Massachusetts.
Up in Northampton. They have a lovely museum.
They have a lovely museum.
They do.
What did you study at Smith College?
I actually studied government. And government permitted me to take a junior year abroad the year World War II ended, which seems like a century ago, but it was 1947, that I was able to go to Switzerland for first junior year abroad after the war for, I think, any American group. And it was really to study political science and international relations. So, and I was interested in government. And so that was my major. I took maybe one Art 101 course, which was absolutely marvelous. Yeah, yeah. But all that art stuff came later.
Well, when you were in Switzerland, did you...
traveled a lot.
Explore the museums?
Indeed. And, okay. That was the most enlightening of my most enlightening year of my youth, I would say, or of my education, because we landed in France in Le Havre. We took a troop ship over, a bunch of American junior year girls abroad in our little bobby socks and camel hair coats, and we were so cute. And we landed in Le Havre and took a train down to Paris. We're on our way down to Geneva, which is where we ended. And that was the most revealing trip for us, not from an art point of view, but from a world point of view of what Europe had suffered during the war and all the damage. And so it was the whole year was incredible. And then we moved on to Geneva and did a lot of traveling and went to lots of museums. We went to Florence springtime and saw the Ghiberti doors that were still in the basement because they'd been hidden during the war in case of bombing. Who would bomb Florence, God forbid? But they were there to be salvaged and saved, and we were down in the basement. They were about to refurbish them, and they were still dark and